Welcome to the Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House passed a flurry of legislation just last week, including a number of bills that will help to deal with the opioid drug problem that's running rampant across Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, this package of bills really is aimed at addressing Pennsylvania's opioid and heroin epidemic, and we're really dealing with a public health crisis. These bills, I think, can help a great deal in addressing some parts of the issue. The legislation includes a five-bill package that was signed into law this week by the governor. Act 122 would prohibit a healthcare practitioner from prescribing more than 7 days of an opioid product to a patient in an emergency department or urgent care center. Act 123 will allow for the proper disposal of unused prescriptions and over-the-counter medications. Act 124 will require medical professionals to receive continuing education in pain management, identification of addiction, and the use of opioids as an effective treatment. The law will also require them to check the newly created prescription drug monitoring database each time a patient is dispensed an opioid or a controlled substance within 24 hours of issuing a prescription. Act 126 will limit opioid prescriptions given to minors to a 7-day period unless there is a medical emergency where that's necessary. And Act 125 will call for a medical training facility to implement key opioid-related curriculum. So important legislation to address this public health crisis.
There was also a bill passed that will help out beer distributors in Pennsylvania and make it a little easier for people to buy the kind of beer that they want. Can you give us some of the details?
Well, this really is a second step to reforming the way alcohol is sold in Pennsylvania. And the legislation allows beer distributors to sell lesser quantities of beer, such as six-packs or growlers. The legislation allows specifically for the direct shipment of up to 192 ounces of beer, and that's about the same size as a 12-pack, per month from wholesalers and retailers to consumers, such as those enrolled in Beer of the Month clubs. Mixed drinks will also be permitted to be consumed at stadiums, the same as beer. And licensees that have Sunday sales permits can begin sales at 9 a.m. rather than 11 a.m. So it really is an effort to modernize and reform our beer sales in Pennsylvania.
Also, we're getting into cold weather, and I understand there is a program available to help those that who may not be able to afford to heat their homes appropriately. What's going on here?
Well, this is the state's low-income home energy assistance program. The program began accepting applications for home heating assistance on Tuesday of this week. LIHEAP is a federally funded program that helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants. It also provides crisis grants to help if a resident is in danger of losing their heat due to broken equipment, lack of fuel, or termination of utility service. Income eligibility guidelines for LIHEAP are set at 150% of the federal poverty level income. So everything's based on income. And the best way to apply is for residents to contact the county assistance office in their county of residence or contact my office. You can find more information at repcauser.com.
Also, it's always good news to hear that there are new businesses opening, and I understand that there are a couple of grand openings you recently attended in your area.
We helped celebrate a couple of new business openings in Bradford this week. There's a small business that opened on Kennedy Street. It's called the Fluffy Baby Boutique that offers children's clothing and products for babies and their mothers. As we all know, small businesses are the cornerstone of our community. And I was certainly glad to participate in their ribbon cutting and welcome them as the newest business to Bradford. And also, we welcomed a new sheet store to Bradford this week and certainly glad to have this new business in town. And it's obvious that good things are happening in our community.
Also, we're getting into the end of the fall here, and that means it's time to start thinking about changing clocks. When's that happen this year?
Well, daylight savings time ends at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 6th, so be sure to turn your clocks back an hour before going to bed on Saturday night. It's also a good time to check or change the batteries in your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide alarms to ensure the safety of your family. So that's a very important thing to do.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.